Blog Talk Radio.
Land, you know what time it is. It is Thursday night. It is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that means it's time for Ask Miss V Sports. I am, of course, the host, James Acevedo. And today we might have a short show because my co-host here is not really feeling well. So we'll see how long we'll go here tonight. It's, of course, the CEO of V's After Dark Radio, the very beautiful and very sick Miss V, the toy lady.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Your health is really improving the last few days. I mean, wow, you're on a roll.
I know.
What's going on? What the hell's going on? I'm worried about you.
I think this is part of the medicine they gave me to help with the infection.
You think it's like a reaction? Like a, what you call a, what do you call that?
You know how they say effect? You're supposed to, like, some things you're supposed to eat with. I didn't see what foods I could and couldn't eat with it. Before anybody says anything stupid like, oh, you drink. Listen, bitch is too fucking tired to fuck, let alone even think about drinking. But.
Yes, ma'am.
I had like a Girl Scout cookie right before I ate and took the medicine. So. Something as simple as that you would think is innocent, you know, could really mess it up. So,
may I ask what type of Girl Scout cookie this was?
The kind that you go to Aldi's and buy.
But you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the, you know, was it peanut butter with something? Like,
I did the imitation one that Aldi's sell, and that also me did it.
That's why. Maybe that's why. Maybe imitation.
Maybe.
It
was good going down, but it might come back up.
You might hear it live here on V's After Dark Radio. Miss V vomiting. We get ratings for this. All people are throwing up one way or other.
I don't do that stuff. Not
my hair. I know you would
I went to the burners.
Oh my God!
Doesn't know us. You know the cure off of anything.
Wait! Your phone is going in and out. Yeah, you're connect.
Yeah.
Barely. You going like it's like you're all over the place.
Let's see.
A lot of static. Are you still there? Uh-oh. Oh wait! I hear
now.
Nah, it's still like crap. All of a sudden, it just sounds like all crap.
Well, should I feel like crap?
Well, yeah, you sound like crap naturally because you're sick, and your microphone sounds like crap.
Oh well.
So we're on a roll. This mark this down, everybody. February 19th, 2015. This might be the shortest sports ever. Topping what we did about a few months back when Ms. V was very sick at one point, like about 3-4 months ago, and we had to cut it short to like not even a half hour at that time. I think we might break that record.
We might.
It's
only one thing I really want to talk about, and I can't even remember half of it, and the shit was real interesting.
Well, tell me, and I might carry the ball for you, no pun intended, because I know it's Ms. V's sport, but I might give me the ball, I might run with it. Go ahead.
The Pistons did some massive trading today to change the face of the team before the trade deadline.
But what happened? This news
we got Tayshaun Prince back.
Oh, you got Prince back. Okay.
Yeah, we got the Prince back. And we got rid of some people. We still got that Brandon Kai, but but we got rid of some people. I mean, the face of, a lot of people got traded and replaced with other people. So there was a lot of last minute deals going on, and my understanding, and everybody know I haven't been watching the Pistons the way I should because they're fucking suck. So
like my Knicks. So trust me on this team.
You know, I still love my Pistons. Remember, I'm that hard Detroit fan, but
no doubt,
they suck this year. So I haven't been able to. I can't watch them when they just don't do shit right. But they have done a turnaround. But with that,
I think they have a better record than my Knicks, though, if I'm not mistaken, because we only have 10 wins.
They're two game. They need two more wins to get the final spot in the playoffs.
Oh, they're way better than this. Not even close. I mean, we all know how sucky the East is. And we might even not even last 5 minutes. I know that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, he wants to, which I find it interesting, because NBA out of any sport is so predictable in a way. You know what I'm talking about. It's not like the other sports where, okay, the best team doesn't always win sometimes. In the NBA, usually the best team usually wins most of the time. And the format that he wants to change, I kind of like, where the first, like, six teams in each conference, so in other words, three in the Eastern Conference, three in the Western Conference, will be all division winners, right? And you see them in as far as best record, right? And then the rest would be whoever. East or West, and I think
okay,
that will be...
I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Oh, there you go. Uh-oh. Ms. V going to vomit right now as we speak. It would have been good if she would have done that in the air. But anyway, by the way, you could call us if you dare at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And press 1 if you want to talk to me as of right now, because I don't know, Ms. V might be definitely not holding up. And I don't know if we're going to be able to take calls, because the way this is going, we might be off the air in the next few minutes. But this is not looking good. But like I was saying, this new format that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, wants to do, I'm kind of liking, because I kind of like that you put all the division winners at the top six seed. So in other words, it doesn't matter Eastern Conference, Western Conference. And then you put whoever else in whatever order, doesn't matter East or West by record, face each other. So in other words, an Eastern Conference team can face a Western Conference team. It could be, and that could be that way, you know, as far as like in the finals, you could have an East on East or West versus West in the finals. Oh boy, that background noise does not sound good. I'm trying to drown that out, but man, this does not sound good. This sounds very bad. This sounds very bad. Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing Ms. V vomiting her guts out. Oh, my God. I hope she's okay, in all seriousness. We might have to end this show, unfortunately. We apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but this is not looking good. I mean, we only do an hour anyway, but this is not looking good. I always tell Ms. V, I tell her all the time, that if you feel that bad, just you know, just call out, just like Tuesday when we didn't have... It's all about sex, sex, and more sex. If you don't feel well like you didn't that night, then don't do the show. You know, your fans will understand. Trust me. We're all human. But Ms. V has such a great work ethic that, you know, she doesn't want to miss a show. And you hear the results of it that you hear in the background. And I hope she's okay. I mean, she has a golf ball underneath her armpit that's hurting the fuck out of her, and now she sounds like she has food poisoning or whatever the fuck's going on. This is not good. I'm not liking this. I'm really not feeling that. When she gets back on the air, I'm going to tell her, look, let's end the show. Call this as a oopsie for Ask Ms. V Sports for this week. And by the way, it's kind of a dead time in a way for sports, in a way. I mean, I could talk about Carmelo Anthony, him going underneath the knife today for his knee, and practically waited till now to do it instead of doing it earlier in the season. But, you know, you can check that out on my Benchwarmers live show tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dallas Radio. And now we have, hopefully, Ms. V alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't worry. I think we're about to close it out soon. We heard it loud and clear in the background. This is not good.
I was trying to. At least I put down the headset. I didn't take the headset with me.
I still heard you, though. This is not good. Mitri, you know, let me tell you something. I'm saying this as a friend, okay? Not as your co-host, as your friend. I care about you. I love you. If you're this sick, I respect your work ethic and everything, but if you're this bad, it's okay that we don't do a show. You understand?
I know.
Right? Your health is more important. You understand?
Well, I didn't really think I was going to bring it up. It didn't like where it was sitting.
Yeah, well, you have to do what you have to do, and I'm just concerned, that's all. You know,
Thank you.
I mean, I try to drown out as much as I could talking over your vomiting in the background, but it was hard to not hear that, and I'm concerned, you know. I just don't like that, you know. Don't get me
and
wrong.
And I'm sure that there are some people who would say, oh, she's drunk. Honey, when I'm drunk, I'm not throwing up.
Trust me, exactly. Go check your research on the archives. When she's drunk, she didn't vomit once. Thank you very much. You don't have to defend yourself. I got you.
Alcohol, I got a damn thing to do with this.
Yeah, you're immune to that shit. That has nothing to do with alcohol at all. And plus, you could tell, by the way. But anyway, it's like with the NBA, you know. Okay, now the NBA was here in New York City, and I could give two shits, and that's me saying that. But that's because, you know, the teams my team sucks. The Nets are not as any better. They're only a little better. That makes me smile because they want to be New York so badly. That's why they moved to Brooklyn, my birth borough. Anybody doesn't know, I was born in Brooklyn. But I'm sorry. You know, I didn't care. Now, I like the intros and stuff. I got into that a little bit. I ain't going front. I like the intro stuff. But other than that, who gives a shit? The game sucks. No one cares about the All-Star game. There was over 123, like, three-point attempts. Like, people just chunk it up shit. Everyone acting like it's Rutgers and shit when they play there. And let me tell you this. At least at Rutgers, it's much more entertaining. In an All-Star game, it sucks.
First of all, it's not like the Olympics where there's something
Thank
to strive
you.
For.
Exactly.
And, you know, when these guys go to the Olympics, it's the cream of the la creme. And
yeah,
there's something to work for.
You play for your country,
you know,
exactly.
You got
exactly.
East versus West, you know. And
yeah, but it's not like
at the end of the day, you know, it's. You know, I guess they could say the same thing about the Pro Bowl, but the whole thing with the Pro Bowl.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse.
You know. But don't they always stay in Hawaii?
You know, they did that for a long time, and then there was like 1 year, you know, when the – you remember that year when the Colts faced the Bears in the Super Bowl? That was Super Bowl 41. They played the Pro Bowl there in Miami because they were trying something out where – you know, where the fans are already there for the Super Bowl, you know, give it, you know, show it the week before the Super Bowl. Because it used to be after the Super Bowl, they would have the Pro Bowl, which was so stupid. I mean, I understand why, because
I like it better after the Super Bowl, believe it or not.
Well, yeah, but they don't do that no more, ever since then.
But they should go back to after the Super Bowl. And this is just my personal opinion why. Because, first of all, we already know who won the Super Bowl. So there's no risk of someone who may be in the Super Bowl being injured. You know who's
well,
chosen
true.
For it.
Well,
and this is like your final chance to see these players. I mean, you've got people like who, and I'm Kusu and then Calvin Johnson pull out of the Pro Bowl because they did not want to risk aggravating injuries or possible injuries.
Yeah, unlike Carmelo Anthony NBA, but anyway. Anyway.
But you know.
Uh-huh.
You do it after the Super Bowl. I think you would just get – it would be more fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you know why. You know why they switched it.
Money.
You know why they did that. Ah, thank you. Exactly. But it's the worst All-Star game out of all the sports because it's after everything is finished. You know, and I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand why because in football it's totally different. You can't play that in the middle of the season because, like – that you risk an injury And of all sports, football's so brutal, there's no way they would do that. And anyway, in the Pro Bowl, they don't really play all out anyway. You know, it's just like the NBA All-Star game. They're just there to have fun, which is understandable. Those guys that go to Hawaii, they deserve that. It really, because it's the coaches from other teams and their peers that vote them in. Actually, no, I think the fans now vote, I think. Now, I'm not too sure. But I remember it used to be the coaches and their peers, you know, the other opposing players would vote them in. Like, you know, you can't vote your own guys. It would be like another, you know, another coach or another player from another team saying, yeah, this guy deserves to be in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I understand it works for them because then the agent could go to the owner and say, hey, he made the Pro Bowl. That means, hey, more money. You know, I get all that, but I never liked the Pro Bowl. It's boring. I never did. It was
you know what? And I don't watch the Pro Bowl. So for anybody who says, oh, you don't, okay, but I don't really watch. I can't remember the last time I watched the Pro Bowl. Let's keep it real.
Thank you. You give my point. You prove my point. Exactly.
But guess what? I don't watch the All-Star game either.
Oh, you're talking about NBA too, right? You're talking about NBA or, yeah.
NBA.
Well,
all of the sports do some version of the All-Star game, you know, be it Pro Bowl, what is it that the hockey does, you know, but everybody does it.
Yeah. Any of them. You're breaking up again with your phone. Bring it up again. But anybody doesn't know, the reason all these were created, the All-Star game, especially with baseball and the NBA and the NFL too, is because of World War II. You know, it was because during those times, players were actually drafted to go to war. Actual players were actually drafted to go to war, you know, World War II, Korean War. So they wanted to do something to support, you know, to make it interesting with the sport because a lot of players were missing. So that's why they did that. It was an exhibition, which is what it should be. But they carry that tradition, which is understandable. But now I guess because I'm older too.
But you know what? It's a lot of showboating, you know, when we were younger, the All-Star game
was the shit.
But you know what? For one, you knew who the players were. And it's not, and I'm not going to say because I'm older, I don't know who the players are, because I know who players are. It's just that this, you know, the slam dunk contest, that used to be really a slam dunk contest. Now it's about flipping over fucking cars and all this shit. You know, it's more of a showboat than a slam dunk.
This is the thing, Ms. V, and not to interrupt. Back in the day, the main players did the slam dunk contest. You would have the human highlight reel himself, Dominic Wilkins, face Michael Jordan all the time. And it was an event. You had main players contributing to these events. Now it's a guy from the bench. Guys you never heard of doing slam dunk contests.
And that's the whole thing. And that's why, you know, and some of these guys are really good, and sometimes it works to their advantage. What's that little,
Spud Webb, I can think?
No, not Spud Webb. I was going to say this recent guy where, you know, he was Blake. I can't remember his last
name. Oh, you mean Blake. The Clippers. Yeah.
But, you know, he really wasn't known until
the Kia, jumping over the Kia. Yeah.
But it's a rarity that those guys move from the bench to the front of the lineup, you know. He got lucky. But, you know, he actually had some talent, you know. But, shit, that's not hard for the fucking Clippers because their damn owner didn't have no talent. So, you know, you get what you pay for, you know, nothing for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
now
it's about who can wear what and who can pay the most money, and about how many hookers. I mean, it's obvious that the number of hookers that you can find, and that's another thing that I have a problem with. And you know, everybody knows that I'm very, you know, I know that my other half goes to the All-Star game every year. You know, it's not even a no. This is a religion with him. you know, the difference is it's also work for him. But as they say, do I think it might be some shit going on? No doubt. No doubt.
Definitely, of course.
And the reason why I know is because I'm part of the adult industry. And this is where I get mad at the, I'm not even going to call them young ladies, the tricks in the adult industry. There's being a true professional and loving your craft and doing it, and there's called being a whole groupie. And these females, and I won't name who you are, but you know who you are. And some of you actually know who the fuck I am. Keep it real, baby. When your ass is sucking dick to be at a 50 Cent concert, or you getting your pussy ate to be here, and the amount of money that you making for that shit, you know, a pair of tickets to backstage tickets to suck somebody's dick ain't worth it to me. You know, I'm not selling my ass for that.
Yeah, absolutely not.
If my man can't get me backstage, and I'm saying he don't want me in part of it, so I'll never get it, even though I know he really did, but he chooses not to because he's afraid I'm going to step out first professional bitch, that's not business card.
Oh, you break it up.
Totally.
Oh, you break it up again. How about now? Oh, you there? Uh-oh. I think Ms. B went away.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can
yeah,
you
now
hear
I do.
Me?
Yeah, now, okay. But not, let's see if it's on. It's still sounding like crap, by the way. It's like,
you know,
it's a lot of static.
We'll work on
static.
This over the weekend.
Now it sounds better.
We'll have to
I don't
work
want
you on
just,
it.
Now it sounds better.
Well, I was leaning back. You know, I'm trying to relax so that y'all don't get
That's
another,
why.
Y'all That's don't why. Get another concert, you know.
Oh, encore, you're vomiting? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure, yeah. Hey, at least I wasn't calling Jesus and them other names that people be doing, you know.
True.
But I did say, okay, I got to go. I'll be back. I don't know if you heard that.
Yes, of course I did. Yes, of course I heard that.
Hey, I had to be quick. I felt it coming.
Yeah, well, you did. Boy, you must have moved faster than you ever had.
You know what? In this house, everything is close. I mean, that's the beauty of it. At my other house, that wouldn't have been cute. Because I had two floors. And the bathroom was on the main floor in my office.
Are you saying you would have not have made it?
Probably not.
Do you feel at least a little better, though?
Yeah, I do. My dinner came up. I mean,
what did you eat? Seriously.
I had some French fries. That's all. And for anybody say no, but I made them.
From where? From
I made them.
Oh.
That's what I said. So when I cook my own food.
It was a bad potato.
I think it's more of the cookie because the cookie was something that I normally wouldn't eat. I told you I got the cookies from Aldi because the French fries.
There you go.
The French fries is something that I do. And I, you know, anybody who knows me knows I cook most of my food.
Yes, you,
you
do.
You know, I cook at home. Even when I don't want to, I will. Like, I mean, hell, if I was going to get sick on any day, it should have been yesterday. Because I had fried oysters and French fries.
Fried oysters and French fries?
Yes.
I love what a combination that is.
No,
oysters.
Actually, it's a real combination, real oysters. And I love oysters.
That's a different type of fish and chips.
Yeah. But I was craving them. I was actually craving oysters. And when I crave them, I have to have them.
Okay.
And for anybody who said, ooh, you was, no. They don't do shit for my sex drive. Because if they did, I guess I would have been fucking a long, long time ago.
So is that bullshit that that's an aphrodisiac?
I'm not going to say it's bullshit, but I think it depends on when you start eating them and how you perceive them. And I've been eating oysters
for years, obviously.
I've been 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And here, we actually have a fresh fish market, and my dad loves oysters. So okay. I didn't get fresh. These were in the jar, so they had already been shucked. But
okay.
It was a.
So what?
And
so what's the
oysters.
So I'm sorry. So what's the difference between like clams and oysters? Like, is it a different taste?
It's totally different taste. It's a different meat.
Okay.
Oysters are a little bit more slimy than clams.
I was about to say that. It's one more slimy than the other. I was about to say that.
Oysters. I don't know how to describe it, but I would describe oysters as equivalent to liver, the acquired. It's not something everybody like, you know. And I think that's why I think call it an aphrodisiac. But with clams, they're not as slimy, and you don't eat clams on the half shell. You have to cook them. You can actually, you know, I've never heard of anybody popping open a clam and
eating
a clam raw.
Yeah, they always say an oyster.
You know, and there is a big difference in the two. When you look at the meat and just the differences in the meat and everything, they have a very, very different taste. And I eat both of them, so I am like a seafood connoisseur. I mean, I know what a real prawn tastes like, and anybody who says that a prawn ain't nothing but a big shrimp, bullshit, because a real prawn is like a motherfucking steak. It don't taste like a fucking steak, but a real prawn will fill you up.
See,
if somebody tell you you have prawns, and they tell you if you get more than fucking 3 prawns on a plate, and they don't fill you up, and I'm talking about a regular person. I'm not talking about somebody who's like a professional eater, like that chestnut guy that's from New York.
Oh, George Chestnut, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about somebody who's like a professional eater where nothing sits in their stomach.
Yeah,
I'm talking about an average person, you know, who, you know, at a regular sitting could eat, you know, some meat and potatoes. Well, to me, more than 3 real prawns, because a prawn, and I want everybody to understand, a prawn should weigh at least a half a pound.
Okay.
That's a big piece of, you know, shrimp. And that's why they call them prawns versus shrimp, because they're actually much bigger.
You know, and, you know, I'm learning something because I never heard of a prawn before.
You never heard of a prawn?
No.
P-R-A-W-N. A prawn.
P-R-A-W-N. No.
Yeah.
And it's different than a shrimp, you're saying?
It looks just like a shrimp. A lot of people say that they're big shrimp. And they do taste like shrimp, but there's a big difference because a prawn is one of those. Once you eat a prawn, you look at shrimp different.
Is that good, huh? That's what you're saying. Wow.
And real prawns,
I love shrimp. I love shrimp.
But prawns cost money. I mean,
way more, right?
It's just like going to a restaurant and having Kobe beef.
Oh, there you go. No sense.
You know. See, you understand that.
Exactly. That's all you had to say. Kobe beef, that's it. That's
expensive
as hell.
You compare prawns to Kobe beef. That's how I look at it. And actually, when I was in Okinawa, we had prawns with our Kobe beef. That's how I knew that you couldn't eat a lot.
Do you know the origin that, you probably do know this, it's an old story that, you know, Kobe Bryant's father was an NBA player, and he named his son over Kobe beef.
That's
what
Kobe I heard.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't know how true that is, to be honest with you, to be fair, but that's what I've heard, like you said. So,
but that rumor has been around for so long. And
exactly.
You know, it doesn't really matter. First of all, most people in this country don't know what the fuck Kobe beef is.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest.
And a lot of people don't know that Kobe Bryant was born in Italy. He wasn't born here. He was born in overseas. He was born in Italy.
And see, that's where the question comes in. If he was born overseas, being born in Italy, Kobe beef really isn't known big in Italy. You know, that's not their food of choice. But I'm just saying, you know, as they said, that's where knowing your geography and what foods are served in what places in the world comes in.
True.
Kobe beef is actually
Japan.
Japanese.
Yep. See? Exactly. And that's very expensive type of meat. You've
but
had
that's
that?
Because of the way, yes. Yes.
Now, how does that, like, is it really good? Like, can you explain it in very few words?
Okay, since I'm not a steak eater, everybody's going to hate me who has had Kobe beef. I did not see a big difference in it. It was a different flavor. Now, the flavor was a very, it was like a cleaner flavor.
It's a cleaner flavor. Okay.
But for me, because I'm not, you know, I'm not that person. You'll never see me in a steak eating contest. You'll never see me.
Because you'll vomit.
You'll never see me, you know, walking into a restaurant saying, give me half the cow.
No.
You know, when, and I say that because we were in Vegas and the restaurant that I had to walk out of, I'm still pissed, I missed my dinner. They brought the cow to the table. And when I say this, people have to understand, when you go to a good restaurant, they bring your meat out for you to choose. And,
You know what? I would love to experience that because I'm not fooling myself. I think I deserve that.
Well, you know what? I heard that Naomi's cow was pretty good.
Really?
Like I said, I had to leave. And, you know, I'm mad that I'm, you know,
damn.
I'm mad at myself, you know, and everybody, I don't blame nobody but for me because, you know what, I don't see my girl that often.
Yeah.
And I was seeing with people, you know what, and the one thing I could tell everybody, you know when I'm comfortable with somebody because if I'm not real comfortable with somebody, I will not drink like that. So the group of people that I was around, I had to have been comfortable with, and I'm very, very funny about who I drink like that around. You know, and it doesn't matter if I'm at home or if I'm in Vegas or whatever. I'm really, really funny because I have to know that the people I'm around got my back just like I got there.
Well, that's why. Bingo.
And
that's
on top
why.
Of that, I really hadn't been drinking for 2 months before that, so.
Totally understand that.
And it didn't help that the liquor store was right across the street from the hotel. See, when your hotel, you know, you don't put a liquor store across the street from a bunch of motherfucking drunks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Naomi falls in that category. I don't see her as a heavy drinker.
She does not fall into that category. She is
the person. Yeah.
You know, but. You put me with the rest. You got to realize that where there's Naomi, there's other people. You know, she just attracts people. She is so cool that she attracts people. And everybody knows Naomi, you know. And thank God that the people that know Naomi know me, or I wouldn't get into half of the fucking places I get into.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's very awesome.
I mean, I love her, you know. But it's like some of the people, that we know a lot of the same people. So when they tell her something and she'll say, well, V is with me, it's not even an issue because it's like, it's not who, it's oh. You know, and then some of these people have partied with me before, so they already know how I drink, okay? Like, the people that we are hanging with are the same people I party with and drink with in Chicago, you know. It's just that in Chicago I can't get loaded because I'm working.
Yeah, you're at the Exotica.
I mean, I'm working.
Yeah, you're working where it's totally different than AVN, exactly. Because Exotica is more work than it is play. You understand? So.
And AVN is a combination of both for me.
Yeah.
Work in the daytime, play at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or work and play in the daytime, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I get paid to walk around with a corset and a mini skirt on or a corset and shorts or whatever. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I got this bomb ass job, and I'm taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
you're doing something right.
And when I'm taking pictures, and I get to like cut in lines and stuff, you know, there's nothing other than, you know, where you see a long line and you be like, oh, really, there's a line here, and you kind of go past somebody. That shit is kind of fun, you know. I used to be like, what the fuck do people think they are? But it's like, now I'm one of those people. I'm like, well, I kind of love this shit. You know, it's a wrap. I got
you. You know what? There's an old saying that actually, I don't know how old this saying is, but I first heard this a long time ago. Not long ago, but maybe about 5-6 years ago. But I love this saying. And the saying goes like this. It's not how hard you work. It's how smart you work. And I like that. Because if you're smart of what you do, you don't have to. I mean, you work hard. I'm not saying. It does take hard work. But you know what I'm saying. If you do it right, you don't have to work as hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm like the one who sees Nina Hartley. And, you know, while there's a fucking line of guys trying to get with her. And, you know, she gives me a hug, say, hey, sweetie, what's going on? You know, we do the air kisses
awesome.
Because, and, you know,
awesome.
And then I go on, or it's just like when I see, and we were supposed to have lunch while I was there. She was on the show.
What, Layton?
No. I see. You know
Misty.
What?
No. Oh, by the way, let me say this. I want to give a special. I said this on Twitter, but I say it here because she's our homegirl. Special shout out to Misty Stone. Her appearance on my show generated the highest archive of any show on Dollhouse, as far as I know, since I've been on. I have reached almost 1,000 archives on Blog Talk because of her. And I want to thank her for that. She's one of the reasons why. I had a lot of live callers. And a lot of people, calling and listening. It was awesome. I mean, Mindy Mink called in, and even one of Misty's proteges, what's her name? Tiana Trump called in.
Oh, Tiana called in. She is so nice.
Oh my God, it was so awesome. Like she just said,
I got
Tiana.
A chance to meet her. And you know what? This is how you know you're doing something right. When you see a person and you haven't
right.
heard them, but they say, oh, my God, I feel like I know you. Misty talks about
wow.
you all the time. You know, I'm
wow.
like,
wow.
you know, I feel
that's
special.
Awesome.
You know, but
yeah,
that,
right?
that you're doing something. And it wasn't being sarcastic. You know, it's like, wow, you know, because I pass out pens and stuff. And, you know, and she's like, oh, you're Ms. V. Oh, my God. I feel like I know you, you know. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking. And she's like, I work with Misty, you know. And actually, she's the one. She got nominated her first year as one
yep.
of the new starlets. She got nominated.
Yep.
So
yep.
that tells you that
yep.
Misty is doing some serious work.
Yeah, and it also tells you that she actually represents people that she really likes, you know, like she respects what you do and she puts the word out, you know what I mean? And that's so awesome. And the same thing with my show, because the shit just kept going up and up. Like every day, I didn't check every day, but like the first day alone, just a 24 hour, it was already near 300 archived. And now it's definitely over 1,000. It's like,
well,
it's incredible.
Let's see how many archives we get for the concert tonight.
Mine is 99. Ew, what was that noise in the background? No, that was fake vomit. That was like, but I have to give her so much props because she is so cool.
She is fabulous.
Oh my God. We spent an hour, you know, the second hour of the show was me. It's awesome. And not that I have to tell you this because you know, I know,
that's
but
her personality.
She deserves that praise.
That
oh, yes.
is her personality, the way she
oh, my
is.
God.
That
yes.
is 100% her. There's no fakeness about her and
exactly.
people. No, Otis. No, that is 100% her. And
oh my God,
you know, I wish she could have been with us on Saturday night when we did our little private get together that was very
mm-hmm.
private. You
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
but I wish she could have been there because it would have been put like this. You really
mm-hmm.
don't get a group of us together in one place and not get nonsense. I mean, but that's why we're going to love it next year, because we're going to have all them suites next year, you know. So that's going to be so awesome, having everybody out in Vegas in the suites. You know, Miss Devi will be in her big, big suite, you know. But, you know, the rest of us will be at the hotel I was at last year, and there's going to be, you know, we've got the suites. As soon as AVN releases the dates, I will be letting you know, and you can let your crew know.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
cause,
that
cause
this
I
is that will not be made public. Well, we're saying that because...
No.
But our You know, we've got, I know we've got at least 10 hotel rooms that are going to be booked. And these are all upstairs, downstairs suites. So, you know, we know Sierra is going to be there. It's a few people who have definitely confirmed they'll be there next year. And we might even, we're going to broadcast live. I've been looking at how to do it. And we're going to, this will be inebriated. We don't know. We're going to do a combination of, if all three hosts are in Vegas, we're going to, since we're all East Coasters and we'll be on the West Coast, we're going to pick one of the days. It'll probably be Thursday because it's easier for us to do stuff in our suites. You know, when the liquor store is right down the street, it's easier to do that. So we'll probably, I'm just being honest, we'll probably do a Thursday night. You know, Thursday, we'll probably pick one of the suites, and I don't have a problem if it's mine, but we'll set up, and all of us will have our laptops there, and we'll have like a mini radio studio going on, and, you know, we'll see if we could get some people to stop by, you know, to be on the air with us. So that's going to be fun.
That sounds so rat packish. That sounds awesome.
But we're going to have alcohol, so whoever we invite.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
We're going to invite people for drinks. So,
there you go.
You know, we're going to have like a little open bar setting, and we're going to talk to some new and up and coming people, and we're going to, some of my Twitter followers, that the first two groups in the morning that I tweet to is like really the main group of people that I actually deal with on a regular basis.
Thank you.
I mean, don't get me wrong when I say that I don't, like the broadcasters, some of the broadcasters I actually know and I talk to, but I make sure that they're separated from the adult industry so that no one gets conflicted, because I would never want someone to try to smear their name with something that's just out of what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know, so I make sure I separate all of the local personalities from the adult industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, maybe I could get some of the local personalities to go. I mean, we've got some stuff in the works going on.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's definitely going to work out, because all we got to do is just look at our schedules, you know, me with Dollhouse and me with you, and it'll all work out. You know, we just got to, you know, find out the right timing. You know, I just want to make sure that, you know, that I'll be able to at least do
it's
that.
It's in January, okay? It'll be in January.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we get.
Because I know there's stuff going on with Dollhouse that I'm not privy to, and I'm not worried. You know, if somebody say, do not start no bullshit. There is nothing going on between V's After Dark Radio and Dollhouse. It's just that we are two separate entities that co-mingle together. So we try not to step on each other's toes, you know, and
exactly.
We have done
yeah.
very, very good with it, and it will continue to go that way. I don't foresee anything bad happening where we don't continue to commingle, but, you know, because I know that there are some things going on at Dollhouse that I'm not privy to, I'm not part of that part of the Dollhouse family, you know, so there might be some other surprises that I don't know about, and I'm not speaking for Dollhouse Radio, so for anybody who says I said this, I will tell him, go listen to the tape.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I do feel better now that I threw up my damn dinner. Shit.
Well, yeah, you sound better. That's for sure. Because you sound like you were about to...
Well, you know what? My stomach was hard. I knew when my stomach was hard, that wasn't good.
Mm. And something to do with... And you said it wasn't the french fries. You said it was...
Fake-ass Girl Scout cookies. But I think it was the fake-ass Girl Scout cookie along with my medicine.
Well, you know what that old saying goes? You get what you pay for.
Yeah. And then I wasn't feeling good when I mean, and also, let's make it clear, I'm still recovering. So I'm not 100%.
I'm still sick.
And I just left the doctor today, and I got to go back again on Tuesday. So, I mean, they're really, really following me close. And I swear, I'm keeping this real. Do not fucking send me, I'm so sorry that you're sick and all this shit. I don't want to hear it. Anybody who wants to feel that they got to do that, fucking send me goddamn flowers. you know, or go on my damn Amazon gift list. That'll make me feel better. Don't, you know. And I know that it's out of habit that people say that, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, next thing people be saying, well, Miss V, what's wrong and all this. Okay, I really started wanting to do something really gross tonight to shut everybody up, and I still may do it. It just depends on what fucking mood I'm in. And this was before we got on air. You know, so everybody can see what the fucking golf ball up under my damn arm looks like. You know?
Jeez. Ouch.
You know, and they will not lance it. I mean, the biggest thing is that they're trying to let it do everything on its own. Because, remember I was talking last night about once you lance it, it's considered surgery.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's better for some parts of the body to try to heal on their own, or it's better
Absolutely.
They can.
By the way, I don't know if you saw in the chat room, but I was agreeing with you. I'm talking about Bitter by Bitter Show yesterday, and I was relaying my thoughts on what she was saying about not depending so much on medicine. And I've told this to Sierra every now and then. Like, you know what? You have to let – I think it's the Indian – I mean, Sierra has Indian background also, believe it or not. But it might be because of that, because I always believe in, unless I'm really bad, I'm not going to take no medicine. I'm not that type
like,
that fool.
For the antibiotic, if it weren't for the fact that it was affecting my breasts, and
See?
Breast cancer affects everyone, you know. I can't
Absolutely.
Say,
Men
oh,
too.
Well, this
yep.
– can't happen.
That's right.
It's not always hereditary. It can happen, and
true,
different things
true.
Can cause it. So the concern
yep.
came from me because
yeah,
what was going
absolutely.
On with me was spreading to my breast.
That's
so
not cool.
When they
yeah.
looked and the doctor was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. First of all, when the doctor have the oh, shit look on their face, you know it's a problem.
Yeah, and that's when you're concerned. Absolutely. Of course.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
to be immediately
mm-hmm.
put on antibiotics, to have to follow up 2 days later and for them to say, okay, you know, yeah, you're not red no more. I said, yeah, but it's still a golf ball. We're not going to lance it yet. You know, but they're following up. And if I look okay on Tuesday with everything else they told me to do, which was continue to take my antibiotics, and now I'm allowed to put heat on it. Well, as I'm putting heat on it, hopefully the heat is loosening up whatever the hell is in that damn golf ball and putting it back in the body where it's supposed to be. Because sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
What we're all thinking is that it's a, you know, overgrown, well, we know it's an overgrown gland, but
yeah,
I look at what happens if they cut that out. You know, they just can't go and drain it. If it's an
no.
actual cyst, they have to go in and lance it, and they have to cut it out, which means that that's actual surgery, and you're awake during that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They just numb that
oh,
area.
My God.
So, and like
oh
I
God.
Said, this bitch up, I'm, Esther is up under my fucking arm right now. So, I really don't want to have to go through it. You know, I've been feeling like I could wrap my hand around it. So, I know that it's, you know, that bitch is big. So, I'm hoping that the heat will make Esther go down and go away. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's really interfering with a lot of shit like my sex life. You
mm-hmm.
know, and because people think I'm contagious. You know, you hear infection, you immediately think somebody's fucking contagious.
Yeah, well, yeah, that word infection, that three-syllable word, is not a good word to say because everyone starts running for the hills.
No.
Absolutely true.
So,
right.
It's like, motherfuckers keeping away from me and stuff, you know, and then I got the, you know, this raspy voice going.
Yeah,
so,
I hear it.
And
yep. yeah.
that, and part of it, they think that the infection came as a combination because I have bronchitis, but
oh.
my bronchitis and my asthma haven't acted up in
oh, wow.
years.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I keep it very much under control. I know what
okay.
I have to do and the different things. Well, this year, with this winter being the worst fucking damn winter in the century,
oh, shit.
Well, different things will aggravate asthma. You know, people say, oh, if it's hot, that person. No. My asthma is not aggravated, but my bronchitis is, which means
yeah.
that I've been coughing
because
I'm not getting enough air. So I've been self, you know, I finally started thinking like my great-grandmother and quit thinking like the regular folks. Well, I'm taking all these fucking damn cough drops I need to have stock in somebody's company. You know, when I went and got
What's
some
that?
That's been in my medicine cabinet, and I should know better than anybody.
What's that?
Vicks Vapor Rub.
There you go. Old school.
and I rubbed it on my feet and put a pair of socks on, and I rubbed it on my chest. And my cough goes away, but I have to do it 2 or 3 times a day.
Let me ask you something, because you just said something that actually brings to my attention. Why would you rub it on your feet?
Because when you put it on your feet and you put socks on, then remember, a lot of stuff is absorbed through your feet, and people don't realize to think about it. When you're cold and everything, it moves up, you know. It's just another way of
like the acupuncture
down.
Yeah.
So I put it on my feet, and I put my socks on, and I put it on my chest.
I've heard it that way. The chest is obvious, but I never even heard.
Yeah,
no
you
one
do
put
it. You do it on your feet, but you have to put socks on. Don't do it and walk around barefoot, because then it's useless. You put a pair of socks on. As soon as you put it on your feet, put a pair of socks on. And it makes the world a difference.
Wow. That's something interesting. I never heard that before.
You know, so I've taken, you know, remember my roots, you know, as they say, what has to be done, because I don't, like I said, I don't like taking medicine. You know, I don't even like taking over the cough drops are the only thing that I'll really do.
Yeah, I think.
Shit, I got
to give me one now.
Ricola. Ricola doesn't work for me.
I guess it depends on who you are. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I think it genetically depends on what cough drop or whatever works for you.
I think it's
I really do.
I feel your ass like me. Drugs don't work on me.
No. And it shows when you're coughing.
Well, that's because the Vicks is wearing off. I put that on.
The Vicks is. But Vicks, you can't go wrong, especially if you have that machine.
Machines, I mean, the Vicks is good for coughing. But it's
you
also
know that machine, that human, what do you call that shit? You know what I'm saying? That shit, the humidor, whatever.
Humidify,
there you go. Thank you. There you go. That works. And you put that with that.
The Vicks in there, they have Vicks that's actually made for that, and you have it in the air, and it really helps. But I found out it works better when it's actually on the person, because then you get the person about the covers. You know, depending on the size of the room, if you don't have a good humidifier, it doesn't always work well unless it's right next to the person, and you don't want to necessarily run right next to the person, and you got to worry about having small animals. It's got a lot of things with the humidifier. But
yeah, it does work that way.
But you throw slap some on your chest, slap some on your feet, get up under the covers. Just remember that if you know that you're sick and you're going to be using it, don't change your sheets. This is one of the few times I tell people don't change your sheets because of the oil that's in it. Remember, it has mentholated oil in it. So you're going to get some oil somewhere. I don't care how careful you think you're going to be. And you don't want to go mess up sheets after sheets after sheets after sheets.
No.
So, yeah. So I do feel better, though. I'm drinking the Verners while we're talking also.
Ah, nice.
Hey, I made it through the show. I mean, I only gave...
Yeah, almost 10 minutes left. You did more than I thought you would. Look at you.
Ain't that how the drunks do it? They go throw up and then they come back. They be like, I'm ready.
Well, definitely you throwing up definitely helps, because I think otherwise it would have not have worked out.
No, because then I probably would have woke up out of my sleep and really been mad, because I have a heater at my door and that damn thing has burnt me a couple of times. But it's not all night. Okay, speaking of heat and everything, how cold is it in New York?
Well, last time I checked, I wish I could go to my phone. I could go look at it right now real quick, but I know we're going to go into one of the coldest nights we ever had in 50 years.
You ready
because
for
the wind?
But sure.
What's that?
I said, you ready for the current temperature here?
Yes, I do, of course.
Zero.
It's exactly on zero.
Exactly on zero. I'm waiting. I'm pulling up to see what the windshield is.
Go look. Oh, since you're on the thing, because I can't do it on my phone right now. Go look up New York.
I'm on my desktop.
What's that?
See, I'm on my desktop. So
yeah, look up New York. Look up New York right now, because they said with the wind chill tonight, it's going to make it feel like, I think, 15 below or some shit like that.
Oh, that ain't shit. 15 below, I mean, hell.
I know, I'm just saying. But we don't get it cold like that, even up here like that. We get cold, but not like that. Not like that. We're not Buffalo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just told somebody to go back to Buffalo because they were messing with me today.
But it's going to be real. So, I talked
around some crazy people, and one of the people I work with is from Buffalo. And where I work at, I'm by a door. And they kept opening the door. And I looked and I said, you know, this is bullshit. And he said something about, oh, don't you know I'm ready to go run around outside with no clothes on? I said, oh, that's that Buffalo shit. And he was like, yeah. I said, then take your ass back to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of laughed, you know. As they said, I work with a really small group of people. On top of them telling me I'm banished to my house. I mean...
Mm.
Like, what else? They're always banishing me to my house. If they knew that banishing me to my house was not punishment.
Exactly.
But the whole thing is that banishing anyone to their house is not punishment here.
No.
I'm looking up New York weather now since my weather bug. For whatever reason, my weather bug just having issues tonight.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I have weather bug on my desktop.
That's why. I mean, you have 0 degrees where you're at. I mean, Jesus Christ, 0 degrees?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the wind? Is it really windy over there where you're at?
I'm at the airport, and earlier we were doing pretty good, but, you know, that's insane.
Airport, forget it. Open space? Oh, my God.
I fucked up. According to when I just brought up the National Weather Service, I went to the Weather Channel website.
Okay. And what does the Weather Channel website say? Oh, correction. Go ahead.
Correction. Minus three.
Oh, minus three. Can we say burr? Oh, wow. Burr. I think my nuts are falling off that you just said it. Minus three. Jesus Christ. It's like you live in Antarctica. Actually, that's a high in Antarctica.
No, you know what? It's fucked up when Alaska is warmer than Michigan.
Okay, there's something wrong.
That is
Time out. How is Alaska warmer than Detroit? How's that possible?
That's what we're going through right now.
What? Oh, my God. We are going through a real cold spell. Holy crap.
Alaska
that's not...
is warmer than Michigan.
Wow, Michigan going through like that? Damn. See, that's something wrong there. You know, when Michigan's colder than Alaska, there's something wrong.
Okay. It says the temperature is minus three, but it feels like it's negative 15.
Oh, see, it feels like... How about... Look up New York real quick, since you know, look it up real quick, if you could, since we have a few minutes. I'm just curious. Cause I know they said, from what I heard, is the... it's going to be like the coldest night in 50 years. That's what they were saying.
I'm waiting on it to pull up.
Oh, wow. See, it's so cold that even the internet is freezing up.
And believe it or not, where I'm at, everything is underground.
See, that's how it should be. Otherwise, they should see, they do that in Manhattan. In Manhattan, they have everything underground with the wires. But all the rest of the boroughs, they don't give a shit. They have everything...
Well, you know what? They're switching over here. I didn't realize that this was something new with them switching over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Currently in New York, it's 12 degrees.
Oh, we have a heat wave where we're at.
And
the wind chill, does it say about the wind chill?
It doesn't say what it feels like. That's kind of shocking. But they said it could get down to three.
They can get down to three. That's one of my favorite numbers.
But y'all got a wind chill advisory until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
A wind advisory? Oh, yeah, we're going to have it's going to be real windy or some shit, right?
Yeah. Okay, I don't understand how, you know, y'all's is going. Now, see, mine gives more detail, and I'm on the same website, but...
Maybe because you're local. Yeah, that's why. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause, you know what I'm trying to say? Because you're from there, so you get more detailed forecast, which I don't know why it should be detailed regardless.
It should be detailed regardless because, you know what, if I do it from my phone, I get details. Like, I have, well, you know what, I have Vegas plugged into my phone. I have Vegas and Orlando plugged into my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I get detailed forecasts for all of them, even when I don't want it.
Okay.
And let me go get my phone real quick.
This is just saying we're right on the hour mark as we speak.
That's all right. We ain't going to last too much longer.
No.
Hey, at least we lasted an hour.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to you, my dear. Because I didn't think we were going to even last 5 minutes, let alone an hour, the way that was going.
Hey,
we did it.
Sometimes.
Yeah, Adrian, I did it.
Okay. My current temperature is -2, which I already knew that.
That's the actual temperature.
That's the actual temperature.
Yeah, not no wind chill shit. Okay, so the wind chill feels like what?
For me, it's -15.
Hmm. Swimming weather. And how about New York? Now you go on your phone looking. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because then we get more detailed forecast for everybody. You know. Because that cold, this cold shit is affecting all Northeast and where you're at, you know. This is some serious shit.
Everybody's putting up I guess because it's 9 o'clock. Maybe I should get off this. Maybe that's the problem. Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, shit, y'all are going to be warmer than us because your forecast is at least 23 degrees tomorrow.
I'm sorry. You were breaking up. Your phone was breaking up. Are you saying on the forecast?
At least it's going to be 23 degrees there tomorrow, according to this.
Okay. Yeah, well, they said 23, and then, like, on the start of next week, it's or Sunday or Monday, it's going to go up to, like, in the 40s. Like, we're supposed
not.
To have a... No?
According to
that
this
thing?
Job? Okay. The highest
so
job...
I heard we're going to get snow.
No, Sunday is going to hit 47. Saturday is going to be 38. Sunday is going to be 47. Then Monday is going to be back down to 27.
Oh, there you go. So that means people are going to get sick. 40-something, and then it goes back another down 20 degrees, you know. Because I know we have another, like, storm coming again.
Yeah.
Like, every fucking week there's something.
We're
we got snow for like, a month. From the shit, you know, it's like every week there's something. It's like, what the fuck, yo? This is the worst in at least 4 years. I remember the last one we had real bad. I remember, like, altogether we had at least 70 inches of snow for that winter or something like that. It was either 70 or 80 inches combined that whole winter, like 4 years ago. Like 4 years ago. That was the last bad winter, you know, as far as, like, that bad, you know, where it was, like, almost snow every fucking week or whatever.
That's
it was like,
what they do.
You know, hey, you know, but you know what? I look at it like this. I think it toughens us up. You know, me going through this, it toughens you up to me. Like, if you grew up like this, like we did, because obviously, you know, Cleveland goes through that, and New York, obviously,
you know
Detroit.
What? Tell everybody, yeah, it's cold, but what gets me is the fucking frozen. I'm like, bitch-ass punk kid. Yeah, I mean, honest. Punk-ass kid.
No kidding.
School closed.
Yeah,
my ass had to stand outside.
Yo, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're telling the truth. I don't want to sound like we're old fogies, but it's the fucking truth. We could have had a blizzard and the fucking school was still open. No bullshit.
And on top of that, if you had to catch the bus to school, you were standing waiting on the fucking bus.
Yeah, if you had to.
And we didn't have no cell phones or none of that
Thank
shit.
Thank you.
We
Thank
had to
you.
Play a fucking payphone work because the bus was running. Well,
if,
New York had
if
better.
If you found a payphone that worked, if you found a payphone that worked and wasn't used, you know, someone's using it.
Yeah.
You know, we sound like our old relatives, but it's the truth. And they have way more days off than we do. Now they get days off for any fucking thing.
What the fuck is like, a winter break and this type of break and that break?
Like, what the
give
fuck?
Me a break, shit.
Shit. Word, right?
Can we get a parents need a break from fucking kids? You
no
know what
shit.
I think, and this is just maybe me, this is probably why they'll never vote me into any type of fucking office. I feel that in order for our children to have better education,
right.
that at least 45% of the population needs to be in some type of fucking boarding school. Especially these inner city little monsters and them
no
suburbanite
shit.
And them suburbanite motherfuckers that got access to all them damn drugs. Oh, you motherfuckers need to be in a special damn school like y'all in prison.
Yo, I vote for you right
you
now.
Know,
I think either you go to a boarding school or you go in the fucking military, one or the other. That's the truth.
I think from, I'll say,
I totally
I'm
agree with
nice.
You on that.
From age 11 until they graduate
true.
From high school, I think all children should be in a boarding school in a controlled environment where there's 24-hour monitoring. Since it's obvious that as parents, nobody has time to watch their fucking child, and guess what? All your activities take place there. Your soccer, all your little, you know, make the fucking campus like they do these damn college campuses, but you have them enclosed by a gate. With
mm-hmm.
sensors and shit on them. So if somebody try to escape, you get the damn alarm and the
mm-hmm.
light. And you make these motherfuckers learn. And
what?
The more you learn, the more freedoms you get. The stupider you are, the less freedoms you get. And that means some of you motherfuckers might have to be moved from the regular damn high school over to a goddamn trade school because you ain't going to make it in college. We're going to make sure your ass learns something. And then we're going to be able to make all y'all productive goddamn citizens.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to always have poor people in any country you go to. But I feel with what we're going through with the way our young people are doing shit now, these little motherfuckers need to be in a goddamn controlled environment. And since the parents don't know how to take care of their goddamn kids, and yes, any parent who sits there and want to criticize me, fuck you.
Thank you.
Okay?
Absolutely.
This is my own personal opinion. But it's something that I'm saying as a parent, not some psychiatrist who think this or somebody's going to say, put your damn child in a timeout. Here's your fucking timeout. From age 11 until goddamn 18, your motherfucking ass going to be at a boarding school. You'll be told when to eat, live, sleep, shit, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You're going to be a better person because when you finally get a little bit of goddamn freedom.
You're going to appreciate it.
On top of that, your option after high school is one of two ways. There's a college that's waiting for your ass, so you're moving from fucking high school
that's
to
right.
motherfucking college. Or, since we know everybody can't make it in college, you're moving from high
trade.
School to motherfucking trade school. And if your ass is the one who has to go to trade school, guess what? You don't get to leave the damn high school campus. Guess what?
Oh my God.
Because the trade school going to be right there until your motherfucking ass finish. And you're going to leave from that motherfucking trade school with a goddamn job and move into your own motherfucking place. Because I'd be goddamn if you're moving back into my house.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you
know
how
what? Many productive people we will have?
Yeah. Well, that's why America is in the toilet as far as ranks, as far as productive and doing stuff. That's why in Japan and even in China, They have school almost every fucking day.
They don't fuck around. Now let me give you the backside to that though. But what they don't talk about, which I know for it to be fact, that you have over there more teenagers killing their parents.
Cause too strict. Like too strict.
It's something about that culture that you have more teenagers killing their parents. They don't talk about it. Because that's not something that you want to publicly put out there. But their society, you know, and they're not condoning it. Let's get it clear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're over there, you'll hear about it, especially if you're really fortunate enough to have a good friend who is a citizen and will tell you what's going on. Because they'll be on the news and in the newspaper. But they won't tell us about that. Because
everybody
else is better than us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. They don't want to put that out there. They'd be embarrassed. But meanwhile, that's the facts.
But no, they have problems just like we do. You know, nobody is out there problems. It's just that our problems is that we're killing each other.
See,
and
that's the thing.
This is not a black or white thing. You know, I would love to sit here and say, oh, this has to do with black people or white people. No, this has to do with us just being fucking trifling.
Yeah, it's getting to a point where it's to a point where you hear
and,
about this,
and
it's almost like
economics has something to do with it. You know, that's not
no economics has nothing to do with it.
Someone
economics has nothing to do with it. You've seen, and no matter what type of background, you know, they're killing themselves, killing their kids, or killing their wife, and it's like, yo, life is not valued. It's like so like, and people are so immune to these killings. It's like, oh well, and that's fucked up. Like, what the fuck is, you know. We live in a society where it's like, you know, everybody's more strangers to, you know, everybody don't know each other more than ever, where it wasn't like back in the day where, you know, everyone knew each other in a sense, and everyone's out for himself even more than ever. It's about gimme, 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 take, 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 and not love, give, give, give. You understand? And you have to do, I'm not saying, I understand you got to do your thing, but you have to give something. We're on this planet to help each other, not just out for self. And to people who deserve it. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, people who are productive, they're trying to, you know, they're in the struggle, they're doing their thing. You know what? You try to help that person, you know, because you know where their heart is. Not everybody deserves that, trust me, because there's some trifling, like you said, trifling motherfuckers that don't deserve that shit. But I'm saying that's the problem. Everyone's out for self. Everybody, it's greed, 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 take, 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 give me, give me, give me. And not enough, at least a little given. And you don't do that, you know, that's a problem. And that's why society's fucked up. One of the reasons why it's fucked up. You know, you got kids having kids, don't know how to fucking be responsible, like you just said earlier. Like that's, I would totally vote for you in a fucking heartbeat, what you just put out. Your campaign is fucking awesome. I would put that out in a fucking heartbeat. Because especially, you know, to be fair, I'm not making an excuse, but there's, you know, both parents work, and there's times they can't be there 24/7. I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying, like, those people, it's hard, a little hard for them, even though you should, no matter what. Like, listen, parenting's a 24/7 job. Not that I have to tell you that, because you know that. But I'm saying, you got to be there. You got to do what you got to do. And whatever happens after that is on them, because you know you put your 100 billion percent into it. You know, if you do that, you tell them right from wrong, because there's people that are fucked up that came from great backgrounds, and there's some people who came from fucked up backgrounds that made something themselves. So all that bullshit about, oh, well, I came from a fucked up background is an excuse. Or whatever, you know what I'm trying to say? Because there's people who've been successful that came from fucked up backgrounds. So to me, that's an excuse when you say, well, I came from a fucked up and I went through a lot of shit. Well, that's where you should get out of that if you have the mentality. And it makes you stronger, and you do what you got to do. We all got to go. We all go through it. That's the thing. And then people need to understand that. No one, we're all human. We all go through shit. And you just got to do what you got to do to survive, you know, without, you know, disrespecting each other. But there's people that don't mind disrespecting and do what the, you know, and that's fucked up. It never used to be that way. And I'm just saying, shit has to change, yo.
I'm pro boarding school. I'm boarding school.
And
you pay the teachers. And see, the only people who get vacations are the teachers. I'm being honest. You know what? And what you do is you get you a staff of some of the best educators around, and you pay them very well because they're going to live there also. You know, they're not going to have the luxury of coming to work drunk because they're going to lead by example, which means these are people who are going to have to be willing to, as they say, how you dedicate your life to public service. This will be your public service, but the benefit of your public service is that you're still going to get a salary.
Thank you.
Going to have an apartment or a house on this campus that is going to be provided to you either at no cost or very, very minimum cost.
As long as you work for it.
But, oh, well, that's the only way you'll be able to be there. You know, so you figure that, but you will not own it because we will eventually want you to leave. We also will not want children to get familiar, overly familiar.
Yeah.
So we will be rotating. You know, we might do it like the Peace Corps. 5 years. Every 5 years you rotate.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just saying, you know.
And we'll pay your moving cost.
Hey, that's not shit. Who's going to say no to that? Not that they're stupid.
But I'm saying you just give them a very good salary. You don't give them some bullshit salary.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
the whole thing is they have to be accessible.
Absolutely.
You know.
Exactly.
when school ends at this time, your job doesn't end. You are a salary individual, which means that when these students need teaching, you will be there to teach them. If there's tutoring that's required, that is your job, because you're the ones who taught the material.
Absolutely.
And there will be parent time. You know, I'm not telling people they'll never see their children. But parents will have to look at the school schedule. You know, there will be some breaks. You know, we'll give them a Christmas break. That will be a time that you will be allowed to take your children home. But during that time, you better be on vacation, because if they're going to be home alone and you're still going to be working, then your children will not be allowed to go home with you. You know, so you're going to have to make time for your children. Hello. So with that said, I guess that we're just going to end this show, because I think we lost everybody now. Okay. And nobody hears me. We're going to end this show. We'll talk to you guys next week. Good night, everyone.